For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
The Friday evening service of May the 25th, 1990, the Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Jack Harris is the speaker of the evening.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
That you can't even visualize it in your most far-out dream at this moment, saith the Lord, oh God. I'm going to be intimate with you. I tell you that I will, saith the Lord, oh God. Yea, if you will follow me in this regeneration, I tell you, you will follow closely. But if you would follow afar off, yea, it will be your choice. But the Lord does not choose that you should do it this way. The Lord wants to embrace you, to draw you tightly into His breast, as it were, and to nurse thee with sufficient nursing, yea, that you might grow to a stature of understanding, yea, whereby that you can be taught the oracles of God in the sincere truth of God. You shall know the whole truth. Don't you know, saith the Lord, that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free? Yea, seek out the truth. Let this word sink deeply into your heart and into your spirit. You shall live, saith the Lord. Hey, say, Linda, would you get closer up here? I have a word for you. You can hear me back there, but I want to lay hands on you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God reigns. He's clothed with majesty. He's clothed with strength, whereof He girdeth Himself. The earth is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne, O Lord, is established of old. The floods have lifted up. The floods have lifted up their voices. The floods have lifted up their waves. But the Lord God on high is mightier than the voices of many waters. Oh, Thy testimonies are very sure, and holiness becometh Thine house, O Lord, forever. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. The Lord says, I will indeed raise up deliverers that shall be judges and restore the judges, saith the Lord, Thou God. Yea, for there remaineth much to be done in the earth in this dispensation, yea, and then shall the end come. Know that the gospel of the kingdom of God must be preached in all nations as a witness unto me, and then the end of the age will come, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, know that much work remaineth to be done at home, yea, and righteousness and holiness begins at the house of God. Yea, I tell you, my people, you would do well to watch your normal, natural relationships. I'm talking about family relationships, neighbor relationships, and fellowship relations. You would do well indeed to watch and walk carefully, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. There is a book back on the table there that is entitled The Barefoot Ministry that I gave some years back. If you relate to this ministry tonight, you'd relate to that book well, and it would be very enlightening to you. I heartily recommend it, although it may be unbecoming of me. I'll do it anyhow. And there is another one that I am especially proud of called The First Fruits. It is very enlightening, and now that I'm started on to deliverance is a very enlightening one. And again, it may be very unbecoming of me, but I'll do it anyhow. I will say that many people have told me about all three of those books, not one person, all three of them, but one at a time, that, hey, this is the best book that I ever read. I learned more from it. I got it. I preached them under a great anointing, and they were recorded and then edited. And the anointing comes through, you know, like it does on the tape. It's great. The tape or the book is just the next best thing to being present, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Our God reigns. Glory to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Linda, give me your hand here. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. Thank the Lord. I'm just getting the feel of, yes, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Yea, the Lord would say unto thee, my daughter, ye know that I have anointed thee with a fresh anointing, yea, a new anointing. Yea, and I have brought thee from afar, yea, to here, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall settle thee in this place, saith the Lord. Yea, and it is a good move. I would have you worry it no longer. Don't question any longer. Yea, but just determine that you are going to flow. In this place, I'm going to make you a blessing. I'm going to make you a blessing to the staff here at Lake Hamilton, and I'm going to make them a blessing to you. You shall indeed go out and return. Yea, you shall go out with gladness. Yea, and you shall teach the ways to Zion. Yea, you shall make melody on the instrument and sing the song of the Lord. And the Lord thou God, I shall give unto thee a new song and another new song and another and another. And you shall never run out of new songs and a new fresh anointing. Yea, it is the inner being that I am after, my daughter. And I shall claim thee both spirit, soul, and body. And you shall know that you are touched with the Lord. Yea, I shall give you a measure of happiness and a measure of rest and a measure of contentment, and you no longer will be, as it were, in a guessing game. Yea, but thou shalt know that the hand of the Lord is on thee. Yea, and I shall give thee favor with this people, yea, a special favor, yea, that I shall give thee. Yea, and thou shalt be instructed and helped. Yea, for thou will not come to a day, saith the Lord, that there will not be one that you can approach, yea, and be instructed and be lifted up, yea, and lifted out of your trouble, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, do what your hand finds to do with all diligence. Yea, it is not a day of withdrawing or slowing back, but it is a day of perseverance, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, a day to press in. I tell you now, I have not brought you here to fall or fail, but I have brought thee here to bless and be blessed, saith the Lord thou God. You will not go down under, but you will go over, for the anointing of the Lord shall continue to be on thee, saith the Lord. Yea, and you will sing as you haven't sung before, saith the Lord. Yea, you will teach as you have not taught before, for enlargement comes. Even now, enlargement is coming. Yea, I see a capacity for retaining, for receiving, and then retaining, yea, and then giving, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, growth shall come, and ye shall be exceedingly glad that you have heard the voice of God. For my daughter, yea, from times of old, you heard voices that others didn't hear. You felt urges that others didn't feel. Deep called unto deep in the earth. early hours of your, the early days of your life. Yeah, you didn't know what was happening, but it was a depth of the Spirit of God coming from the throne to reach deep into your spirit, yea, that he might pattern you in his own likeness, saith the Lord. Yea, you will not miss God, for if you will to do his will, you will know the truth and the word, whether it be of God or not, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Oh, ha-ha. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Rod, my Lord and our God. Yes. And the Lord would say to thee, my son, I've seen your obedience, and I know the love that motivates you, yeah. I know the loneliness of your heart. In some of your travels. Yea, I remind you of the cows that was hooked to the ark and went down the road toward Bethmash, lowing as they went. Yea, and sometimes you, my son, will go, but you'll be lowing as you go. They were crying for the baby calves back in the pen. Yea, and you'd be everything that is of rod. Would be crying for the easy chair and the affection of the wife at the home. But separation because of the ministry, just parting, you understand, not separation but disagreement. Yea, for the Lord has given you a good helpmeet, saith the Lord. Yea, and one that whose heart is mixed into it as yours is. You are a team indeed, saith the Lord thou God. I tell you now, my son, that I have anointed you with a fresh anointing. I'm enlarging your teaching capacity, and I'm opening doors. And when I open doors, there is nobody that can close them. If I close one, there is nobody that can effectively open it. I've got my hand on you. You, my son, I'm going to direct you. I'm going to guide you. I tell you now that I guide you by two principles, Lord. I guide you unconditionally. You will have to know, my son, that I have directed you unconditionally. When you knew me not, when you paid me no preeminence, I divinely guided you unconditionally, but I'm guiding you by condition now, my son. Yea, for you're a grown-up boy. You're one of my big boys, and I'm going to deal with you conditionally. Yea, and that condition, as you know, will be according to your obedience. Yea. Listen intently and conscientiously for the word of the Lord. Yeah, thou knowest the word of the Lord. Thou knowest the voice of God. Yea, and the voice of a stranger you won't follow. I tell you now that you will get to try out this word in the very near future, because you will hear the voices of strangers that will sound very much like the voice of the shepherd, and you will have to use a strong sense of discernment to know the difference. But you will make the right choice, my son, and then after you've made the right choice, the voices will become clear and distinct, and you will know of an assurance, yea, that I am drawing in to thee. Oh, God, that's the cry of your heart as I see it tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to invoke the choicest blessings from heaven for you. Hallelujah. Lord, I just let you choose them, but make them the choicest blessings from heaven for Rod. Lord, I'm going to bind the spirit of... I'm going to lose finances to you. Is it all right if I lose finances to you? Hallelujah. I'm going to loose finances to you, Rod. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I release finances to you, to your family. In Jesus' name, my Lord and our God. Yea, for the Lord speaketh, but many are dull of hearing. But I'm going to sharpen the hearing, and I've already aimed some finances in your direction, saith the Lord. And The Lord says He's already aimed in your direction, and I'm loosening them. Say with me, we're loosening these finances. Say it. You point your hand this way toward Rod here. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. A man that will carry the gospel and can teach it like this man can, and with the good spirit that he does, he should never be hampered by finances. Hallelujah. That's the way I feel about it. I'm telling God, that's the way I feel about it, Lord. I feel that way about it, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't feel any correction. I think I'm right. Hallelujah. I believe that I speak by permission. Hallelujah. 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 Glenn, praise the Lord. Oh, mercy of mercy, my Lord and our God. Ah, yes, the hand of the Lord is on you, my son. Yea, I shall cause the healing virtue of Jesus to flow through you. Yeah, I'm going to cause you to mend faster than what would be normal. Yeah, and I'm going to restore I'm going to restore everything that has leaked out. Yeah, I'm going to restore it, and I'm going to add to it. Yeah, I'll add a scrumptious amount to that I restore. Yea, for I have chosen thee, thou hast been a faithful servant of the Lord. Yea, I have given thee stewardship, thou hast been faithful over a few things and over a lot of things. Yea, and thou art my faithful servant, and I can deal with you, my son, in ways that I do not deal with some of the other sons of God, saith the Lord. Yea, for thou art tender of heart. Yea, and thou dost reach out to people. Yea, and those people are my people, saith the Lord thou God. So it is my heart reaching out through you. Yea, and I shall continue to do it, and you shall continue to grow more compassionate with the year, with the days, and as age comes upon you, you shall be more compassionate than ever. Yea, and ministry shall increase. Yea, and you shall have no lack. Yea, and never will there be a time that you will not have a people that will embrace you. Yea, and commend your tenderheartedness and your goodness toward God. For ye shall be loved and admired by many, and it'll be the blessings of God upon ye, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, just a few minutes here. Sister Mildred, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank the Lord. Ah, the Lord has aimed and directed goodwill toward you because of your spirit, yea, because of the hungering in your heart. I tell you, my daughter, some may think that a lot of years have crept up on you, and you know that is true, but youth continues to cling to you. In spite of the birthdays, the calendar, you continue to be youthful, and you think younger than you are, and you reach out to God with a real hungering, and... Oh, I see a tremendous hungering in your heart. I don't remember, let me say, the first time I ever seen you, Sister Mildred, was, if I am remembering correctly, and believe me, this goes back some years, maybe 35, 40 years ago, I met you down at Jasper, Texas. Hallelujah. You look nearly like you do now. She said, I've seen her off and on from then to now. And I never have seen this lady when she didn't have a good report. And hunger for God. If God's in it, she wants it. Hallelujah. And she, if there's a chance that God's in it, she'll take that chance. Hallelujah. And this is good, my daughter. I tell you, you're blessed above many that would be your equal, yea, many that would be superior to you. I accept that you have the anointing. You heard them voices. Hallelujah. You've had that urge. Deep has called unto deep. Yea, and you are in the presence of God, yea, with your spirit, and you know it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You are to be commended. I say this by permission, that you are to be commended for your faithfulness toward God. Yeah. You know, this lady will get in the car and just drive plumb across Texas by herself. Hallelujah. God's her co-pilot. Hallelujah. Her trust is in the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Doc. Thank the Lord. I'm going to invoke choice blessings from heaven for you because, in my opinion, you deserve them. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not doing you any favor because I feel like you really deserve them. Hallelujah. And if I can invoke them for you, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the authority and invoke choice blessings from heaven for you, Doc. My Lord and our God, and just let the Lord of glory pour them out on it. I tell you now, my son, that I see your consistency, yeah, and I hear your testimony to many. I tell you, you've been a light in a dark land, yeah, and you've been a ray of life to many, yea, and a blessing to many. I tell you, the hour cometh that everybody that you come in contact with will be blessed. Because of that contact, saith the Lord. Yea, for you are my son, and I am your father. I'm not ashamed of the relationship, and I see that you are not either, saith the Lord. Yea, you shall be greatly blessed, and you shall be enlarged, and knowledge shall increase. Yea, I have given you a deep measure of knowledge concerning my kingdom, and concerning deliverance, and concerning the ways of God. Yea, I have given you much knowledge. Yea, you have received it not only with your intellect, which is tremendous, but you received it into your spirit, which is more tremendous. Deep has called unto deep, and you are a marvel among men, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lean your hand here. Ah, yes. The blessings of the Lord be on the Moody's. My Lord and our God. Oh, my Lord. I tell you myself that you have taught me many things. Yeah, you've taught me a lot of things that I didn't know. And the Spirit bore witness that you were telling me the truth. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the realm of the Spirit that you flow in and the ministry that God has given you. It is a very needful ministry, and God will bless you, continue to bless you greatly. God already has blessed you greatly. You ask for an increase in finances, and you get it. Well, ask whatsoever you will, he says. And you dare to believe God, and God dares to answer your prayers. Yea, you are a light to many, a help to many. You're reaching out, and that's good. Yea, because it is compassion that the Lord of glory has placed into your heart and spirit. And he has given you the knowledge. Yea, and then you have persevered toward it. Yours is not an easy person's job that I have called. Your calling's not a lazy person's calling. I tell you, it'll take diligence, but I know you, and because I know you, I know how you will direct your home, your life, and your business, yea, and my business, saith the Lord. And I'm going to bless you with a tremendous, continuous blessing. And ye shall continue to minister before me in the presence of my people for a time to come. Yea, and many shall have their eyes enlightened. For don't you know that unless it pleases God to open the eyes of the blind, they never will be opened, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I could minister to everybody, but I know that you don't want me to, and the time is creeping up, so I'm getting some of the leaders here. Nobody has actually vocaled it until now, but I'm sensitive. Praise the Lord. My brother and my sister. Let me say to you for myself that I have enjoyed your ministry. I appreciate your spirit and your good outlook, your exuberance. Oh, especially like your exuberance. Hallelujah. That is a correct word, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well. thanks the Lord. I just fun in a little bit. You know, the Lord don't care. I'm just kind of feeling out the Lord here while I get better acquainted with this great couple that the Lord has brought our way. Yeah, for the Lord says, indeed, it is I that has brought you this way. It was not by chance that you have appeared at this gathering. Yea, it wasn't just because that Glenn thought of you or you thought of Glenn or whatever. It's because that the Lord tells you how to think. If any man thinketh he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing as he ought, because if he thinks he knows it with the intellect, and he ought to know it with the spirit. Hallelujah. Yea, and you, my son and my daughter, know many things by the Spirit. Yea, when you get it by the Spirit, you can kick it around because you know that it is God. Yea, for thou hast learned to listen and hear the voice of God. Yea, and with thy exuberance, thou hast made many people happy that would have been sad otherwise. And as people get happy, they open up. Yea, and they can be taught the oracles of God then. But if they remain with a sad countenance and close off their mind, they no longer receive from God. Yea, I have given you a unique way, so to speak, of presenting this great truth and these great experiences that you relate that always makes a point. This is good, my son. My daughter, I have given you the skill and ability to sing, yea, and to make music. I tell you now that I'm going to give you a new song in the night. I'm going to give you, I'm talking to both of you, I'm going to give you a new song in the night. And you will sing, you will call this song the Song of the Lord. That'll be the title to it. And it'll be a song that the Lord has given to you. I tell you that there is much there remaineth much to be done, my son. I've given you favor with a lot of people. Yea, and thou hast been up and down the land for a long time. Yea, thou hast experienced the good and some of the bad. But you know, my son, that the good far outweighs the bad. And that's what I like about you, my son, my daughter. I know that you won't turn back, yea. I know that in a time of crisis, there will no weakness show up. Yea, for you are true sons of God. Yea, and I have laid my hand on you and anointed you for this day and for this hour and the hours beyond. Everything else is past. It already is past. It has been good, and it'll be good to remember and reminisce. But I tell you, I am anointing you afresh and anew for this hour and for this day. For I have spoken, and who is he that can gainsay one word of it, saith the Lord. You have received the word from God. Believe that you received the word from God, and not from Jack Harris, but from God. And it shall surely come to pass, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the wonderful name of God. Hallelujah. Oh, the wilderness and solitary places shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with singing. And the glory of Lebanon shall be given to them, and the excellency of Carmel and of Sharon. And they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands. Confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, our God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. Our God will come and save us. Then shall the blind eyes be opened, and the deaf ears unstopped. The lame man shall leap his heart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And in the wilderness shall waters break forth, and springs in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And in the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there in the way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sickness shall flee away. Hallelujah. Oh, if God be for us, who is he that can be against us? Hallelujah. Or what difference does it make who is against us? Hallelujah. Paul said, my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I'm ready to be offered. Time you get this letter, Timothy, the word will have gone out that I've been executed. Don't you believe a word of it, boy. They didn't execute me. It was an offering. God just poured out an offering. Hallelujah. Oh, well, you sang a chorus. Would you be, you know that one, Linda? Would you be poured out upon? Let's sing it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I am being poured out an offering. I'm serious. I'm being poured out an offering. And if I'm not being poured out an offering, somebody please tell me what I'm doing so I can get oriented and get headed in the right direction. I am being poured out an offering. 3 years ago, how long ago was it? 3 or 4 years ago, you remember? I drove myself into the ground, just pouring myself out to ministry, traveling miles, miles, hundreds, thousands of miles, always fighting a deadline. Had to be there at a certain time and back here at a certain time, and drove me in the ground. I didn't know what in the world was wrong with me. Never that's been sick a day in my life, and I got sick all over. I was so sick I couldn't tell the doctor how I felt. I was so sick, my sick was sick. And it took me and all the doctors in East Texas 6 months to figure out what was wrong with me. And I was the first one that figured it out. Well, the doc said, really, Reverend, you wasn't the first one that figured it out. But I figured it out about 3 months ago, but big guys like you don't like to be told that. I said, doc, the only thing I can figure is I've just drove myself into the ground and about to have a collapse. He said, yeah, Reverend. He said, I figured that out about 3 months ago, but said, like I said, he said, big fellows like you don't like for doctors tell them that. So I'm just a little guy. You know? But I thank the Lord, as soon as I knew what it was, I got over it. If I hadn't have found out what it was, I'd have been over, this tabernacle had been over there on that hill. Yeah, I've been with the Lord. But it's better for you if don't get with the Lord so quick, huh? I got a lot of truths to tell you. Oh, I got a lot I could share with you. go ahead, Linda, let's sing this. You'll enjoy this. Let's stand together and listen to the truth of this.
Will you be poured out like wine upon the altar for me? Will you be broken? Break sing one more song. With my hands lifted up.
Thank you for your presence. We thank you for your blessings. And we thank you now, Father, for a good night's rest. Thank you for raising us again tomorrow to hear thy word and to hide it in our hearts that we sin not against thee, and to praise and to worship and to glorify Jesus our Lord. We thank you for the word that we've heard today. We thank you for the word that we shall hear tomorrow. We thank you for that which we shall hide in our hearts and carry. We shall be a testimony of the power of the living God in our lives, that men shall know that Jesus lives because he lives and reigns in the hearts and lives of these people. Pray your blessings upon all here tonight, upon those who had planned to come and who were, for some reason or another, were not able to. We bless them as well. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Love. Flowing like a river, flowing out to you and me, flowing out into the desert, setting all the captives.
Hallelujah. There are prophetic words here tonight. And I don't want us to miss it by singing. And I want us to wait in His presence and worship the Lord. And let's just release the gifts of the Spirit within in our midst tonight. In the name of Jesus, we do that, Lord. We call forth the ministry in Your people. We call forth the gift of prophecy. We call forth the word of the Lord in the hearts of Your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Your name, Lord. Bless Your name. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise You, Lord God. Praise You, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. For behold, I am coming. I am coming again, and when I come, you shall see me come with my mighty angels. I am coming for people that have been separated unto me, for I said, be ye holy as I am holy. I am coming for a holy and a righteous people who have been separated from the world, who have been separated unto me, and who will bow down and worship and serve me and do my will. I am coming for that people who will do my will, who will stand before me and will go forth and will judge according to my word, will judge and will with a rod of iron. I am coming for that people, and behold, I am coming for that people that might walk into life with me and go forth and do my will, saith the Lord.
Oh,
praise the Lord. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I'll sanctify. You know, I'm going to ask Sister Cook. I saw you come in tonight. Would you come and sing a song for us?
Little by little, day by day, little by little, in every way, my Jesus is changing me. Since I looked into his face, I am saved by his amazing grace. My Jesus is changing me. He's changing me. My blessed Savior, I'm not the same old person that I used to be. I've got a knowing that someday, like him, I will be. Little by little, day by day, little by little, in every way, my Jesus is changing me. Since I looked into his face, I am saved by his amazing grace. My Jesus, he's changing me. He's changing me. My blessed Savior, I'm not the same old person that I used to be. And though it's slow going, in him I've got a knowing that someday, like him, I will be. I've been worshiping him, I've been praising him, I've been in communion. I've been worshiping him, I've been praising him, I've been in communion. I am his, and he is mine, and I draw from this string every day, every hour. Worshiping him, and I've been praising him, I've been in communion. I've been worshiping him, and I've been praising him. Oh, I've been in communion.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbc.com/online.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.